This conference is being recorded.
I'm here roaming in tonight to our discussion, and hopefully it will be just that for you. We're going to talk tonight about a subject that we've talked about before, and that is the key of David, the key of David. Never underestimate, never minimize the power of the human spirit and soul. Never underestimate. I want to read something to you tonight out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, and verse number 22. It says, "And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open." The key of David tonight is the discussion. My brothers and sisters, my beloved, the key of David. Now, this is, of course, read to you out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 22, and verse number 22. And I'm going to read a parallel scripture to that that is found in all the way at the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3. And we're going to talk about a subject that we've talked about before, maybe perhaps put some different pieces or different angles into it that we may have overlooked the last time. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, and verse number 7, it says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he who, that is holy, pardon me, he that is true, he that has the key of David, that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens." This key of David tonight is so important tonight for you to understand. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it and leave lots of room for you tonight. I see the console was filling up with 7 and 8 people coming in on a call, on one call. So this key of David is so vitally important. Why is this key of David so vitally important? It is your weapon, people. It is not only your weapon, it is your defense. It is your force field. You need not look outside of the marvelous and magnanimous, wondrous creation of your being to find a defense. A defense from what? A defense from all of the weapons that are being used against you and against me. Against our society, against our world, those that hold knowledge, secret, stolen knowledge that they've hidden. Here it is, right here, a defense against the weapons. What kind of weapons are you speaking of, Brother Khalif? Well, I am Khalif Zafnat Pahamia El of the Violet Flame with the diamond crystal and golden chakra. And I can prove it. I have proof that I am he. I can prove it. I can prove to you. Now, why is that so important? It is a force field. What activates this force field? You already have within your being. You already have this key within your being, believe it or not. You were created with this key. What is this key? Is it a key that a locksmith uses to open a door or a safe or a vault? No, it is not. It's not a key that is to be used to start a car or a key to a safety deposit box. It is a musical key. These months and these weeks, these days that we've spent, now years, in this room, we have labored to tell you that this book that we call the Bible, that was stolen out of Kemet, out of Egypt, what we call Egypt, has many mysterious and allegorical and symbolic meaning. It is a code. And this particular key that we're talking about tonight is a musical key, more or less like a vibration. Because you yourselves, each one of us that are in this room tonight, we are nothing more than the music of our divine mathematical musician, our creator, the supreme being who created all of us. And we all have frequencies. We all have a vibration. We have a vibe. Some of us have good vibes. Some of us have bad vibes, depending on how we're going to analyze this tonight. And there are those who understand this. And in their understanding of this, they seek to take you off of the resonance of your creative genius and creativity, your consciousness, to lock you into a vibrational frequency that removes you from being able to flip the switch with this key of David that you were created to resonate with. All of creation resonates with this key, with this frequency, with this music, if you will. And you were created to resonate with this creation. It is consistent. It is perfect. It is pervasive. It is persistent. It is a permanent pattern in everything, and it is everywhere. It's in your DNA. It's in the music of the spheres. It's the music the sun makes. It's the music that the earth makes. It's the music that the blood flowing through 33,000 miles of blood vessels in your body that can wrap around the earth almost twice. It is the sound that the rushing, gushing sound of wind going through the lungs and through every cell, every particle. It is the sound that is made in your DNA. And those that understand this seek to suppress it by using various strategies, methods, and now in this sophisticated age of technology, they have devised sophisticated, highly advanced technology weapons of microwave frequencies and radio wave frequencies. Even the very music that you listen to is designed by those who seek to control the masses. It's designed in such a way to lower your frequency, to cause dissonance, or let me put it this way, a divine disconnect between the creator, the creature, and the creation. And all three of those, creator, creature, and creation, are to move in tandem, in harmony, in one harmonious, if you will, symphonic musical piece that resonates. Now, I'm going to get into some areas tonight with this Key of David. I don't know exactly how to jump into this, but I'm going to do my best. And feel free, I'm going to throw the Q&A on here now so you can jump in whenever you get ready. So I'm just going to throw it on, and you know how to get in.
Q&A session started.
If you don't know how to get in, just press 6, star 6, and 1, and you can jump in the queue. Because it's going to be kind of, it's going to be turbulent here, just not turbulent in a negative way, but turbulent is the information that we're going to give. Again, he said to the angel, angle of light, photon, messenger particle, to the Church of Philadelphia, code. These things, says he, that is holy, whole, nothing missing, holy. He that is true, he that has the key of David and opens the way. He says, behold, in verse 8, he says, I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door, and no man shuts, for you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. That name is a formula. We don't have time to deal with that tonight. I wish I did. He said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews and are not. Wow, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Wow. I'm wondering, what does this open door, Key of David, and this door that no man can shut, have to do with the synagogue of Satan and those which say that they are Jews and are not? I will make them to come to worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. And it has something to do with this key. This key that we're looking at, and those that say that they are Jews, those that say that they are Jews, but they are of the synagogue of Satan, the resistor, the cosmic frequency that brings dissonance and disconnect between you and the Creator and creation, that seeks to throw your vibe and your frequency into chaos rather than cosmos, into disorder rather than into order, into confusion rather than into harmony. These that are of the synagogue of Satan, they obviously understand some knowledge or have some wisdom that you do not have. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of those that are from the synagogue of Satan. This is going to get a little rough for some, perhaps. Perhaps it will not. But the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rothschilds, I'm going to expose the practice of musical cult control sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation and the war on your consciousness. And keep that, put a pin in that, because we're going to come back to your consciousness, because it has been imposed by the standardization of the Western world's tuning of music or musical instruments to the frequency or to a 440 hertz, 440 hertz, 440 beats per minute. In this, we discover that the Rockefeller Foundation convinced the British Standard Institute to change all music frequency to a military acoustic warfare frequency that accomplishes something in the people that makes them disconnect from creation, their creator, and themselves. This particular frequency that is the standard for all music in the Western world, it promotes aggression, psychosocial agitation, and get this, it promotes emotional distress. I'll say that again. The Rockefeller Institute or Foundation convinced the British Standard Institute to change all frequencies of music to A440 tuning, which is a frequency that throws you out of harmony with everything in the universe, including the sun and its frequency, including the blade of grass through the processes of chlorophyll and photosynthesis, and the vibration of the grass is at 528 hertz, and it releases oxygen, and you breathe that oxygen that vibrates at a frequency of 528 hertz, not 440 hertz. That particular frequency throws you into dissonance and not resonance with all of creation. It throws you into aggression. It throws you into psychosomatic behavior, agitation, emotional distress. Because we're going to go back to this book, the Bible, and I'm going to show you in the very next passage how this beautiful book that we call the Bible, we can never throw it away, even though we've been given the wrong interpretation, because we've been given the wrong metaphors. We've been given the wrong template for interpretation of this, and this has been deliberate. But tonight, I'm going to show you once again this frequency, this key, the key of David, this 528 hertz and A444 tuning. I'm going to show you that this frequency is the frequency of love. It is your weapon. It is the most powerful. It is the most formidable defense. It is your passport to overcome any agitation, any assault, any arrow of antagonism, any weapon that is formed against you. I believe it is in Isaiah 54 and 17. It says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why is this? If you don't have the money to buy any products, or you don't have the ability to make it to certain places, to see certain gurus that can give you certain formulas, let me tell you, you have already been given and equipped with your Creator, with the equipment that is necessary for you to overcome and to be victorious. Now, this is not religious talk, people. This is survival mode. We're in survival mode now, because here is what these people are getting ready to do. They're getting ready to turn it up, and they're getting ready to come like gangbusters. They're getting ready to try to flip the switch, to throw us all into a crazy, mass hysterical kind of mass mania, to create as much chaos, to bring a new world order out of confusion and chaos. They want to create as much chaos as they can. And I wish I had 4 hours to talk about this tonight and had the energy and the voice to talk about it. But your weapon, again, and I'm being redundant on purpose, I'm repeating this again on purpose, is this key of David, this frequency. And let's call it tonight the love frequency. Let's call it the love frequency, because this church, Philadelphia, is a church of brotherly love. Clue, hint, key. And he says, I'll open a door, a vortex, an opening that no man can shut. And I'll shut a door and no man can open it. And then in the very next verse, in the context, in its setting, it talks about those that are of the synagogue of Satan, the agitators, those that are from the synagogue of Satan, pretending to be something that they're not, or pretending to be someone or somebody that they're not. He says, I'm going to make them to come and to worship at your feet. Those that have gotten the possessions of this world, those that have managed to manipulate the resources and the industries and to dominate every industry in the world, for cunning and sophisticated stratagems, by understanding secret knowledge and wisdom, basically how to manipulate the mass consciousness of people through fear and intimidation. When they convinced all of the music in the Western world to be set to this particular tuning, it activates the pineal gland in such a way to stimulate the pineal gland to throw us into left brain fear mode that causes us to just go, wow. Throws us into left brain consciousness, fear mode. And this is the last thing that we want to do. With all of the fear-mongering that's going on now in the news, you can't.
Q&A session is over. Q&A session started.
You can't turn on your television without listening to some bad news, fear-mongering about ISIS or ISIL. They can't make up their minds who these people are or what they want to call them or who they are and how they're operating. If it's not that, it's Ebola. If it's not Ebola, it's the threat of America going into Iran or Israel attacking Syria or Israel attacking Iran. If it's not that, it's something going on in Congo. If it's not that, it's the unemployment rate. If it's not that, it's the cliff of the debt ceiling in the United States threatening to shut down the American government. Just piling on one piece after another, fear-mongering to keep you in left-brain fear. You've got to let it go. Now, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to take a moment to pause here to do an exercise. And I need your participation. I hope I see you in the room. Most of the time, you don't say anything. Some of you never have given a word. But I want you to get in your minds now the most loving memory that you have in your minds. I want you to get the most loving memory. It may have been a mother. It may have been a grandmother. It may have been a grandfather. It may have been an experience you've had with some family member or friends. I want you to get the most loving memory that you have in your mind. And I want you to hold it there in your mind just for a moment. The most, when you felt the most love, when you given the most love, and when you felt that you receive the most love. I hear my brother Ross Ian Nathaniel. I see him. He's in the room. You got an open mic. I know you want to jump in this. I'm going to let you jump in. You ready to jump in, my brother?
Always. Greetings. Blessings and
greetings,
love.
My brother. Greetings. My voice is a little scratchy tonight. But I want you to get the most loving, the most memorable memory that you have, and I want you to hold it in your minds just for a moment. It may have been the embrace, the caress of a spouse. It may have been the touch of a father. It may have been even the look of a mother, a father, someone that you knew loved you. I want you to hold that in your minds for a moment, just for a moment. And I want you to inhale with a deep breath and just inhale that memory into your being. I want you to inhale it into your being. Now, as you hold that beautiful time, sort of like the song the Isley Brothers sang when I was a teenager, when I was in college, Summer Breeze blowing through the jasmine of my mind. I want the summer breeze of that to blow softly through your mind, that loving feeling that you experience. Now, I want you to do something crazy. I want you to think about all of these enemies that have ever hurt you and that are trying to hurt you now, that are trying to destroy the world, that are trying to pollute the world. Now, I want you to take that loving memory that you have, inhale it in, and when you exhale all of that love out to every enemy you've ever had, every person that's ever hurt you. Regardless of the pain, regardless of the atrocity, the nature, nomenclature, nuance of the offense, regardless of what it was they have done to you, I want you to just do it anyway. Release the love that you experienced, that you held in your mind, and I want you to just blow it out. Blow out that love on every enemy. Blow it out your mouth. Never underestimate the power of this being, this soul we have. And God blew into the nostrils of man the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And I want you to blow out living love tonight. Living love tonight. Living love on every enemy, every Illuminati, every Kabbalist, every globalist, every elite, every person that's poisoning the water, every person that's poisoning the sky, every person that's poisoning the airway with extra low frequencies, lowering, suppressing, excuse me, attempting to oppress and suppress your love vibration, which is your divine passport, your divine frequency to this open door, this portal. Now, once you've done that, if you haven't done it tonight, if you didn't go through the exercise, at least hold it in your mind, and when you get away from this room, you can practice it. Now, I want to move quickly, because here, someone's texting me. They know, should know I'm on the line. Can't hear me. Can you all hear me? Am I coming through?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just got a text. Someone said they can't. You turn your phone up. Maybe you can hear me. Okay?
Yeah, it must be theirs on their end.
Okay. How am I sounding? Am I okay?
You're good. You're good.
Crystal.
Okay, great. Okay. Now, here's my last piece, and I'm going to stop. I could really go into some things here about the laws of physics and the mathematics of honor, the divine law, including Yahushua, Moshe, advice to love, love your neighbor, don't kill, because for every action there's a reaction. And our justice system are supposed to deal judiciously with those who damage others. The basis for man's laws are God's laws. And the way God punishes sinners, according to the Bible, is by withdrawing protection against the negative repercussions of your actions. In other words, what goes around comes around. Choices affecting your life impact others, and with the potential, they the world, and always turn and return a blessing or a curse. Metaphorically speaking, choosing to damage others is like turning the volume down on the natural 528 frequency that comes from the sun. By the way, we measure light in the distance of feet of 1 mile as light travels 5,280 feet is 1 mile. This 528 frequency is even measured in light and sound. It's measured in light and in sound, people. Listen to me. It's also measured in the gases and the release as the grass and the flowers and the trees inhale the carbon dioxide that comes out of our lungs. And through the processes of photosynthesis, the chlorophyll and the sun rays beaming to the grass and to the trees and to the botanical world releases and it vibrates at 5. If a blade of grass vibrates at 528 hertz frequency, and you are vibrating at that frequency, and the sun is vibrating at that frequency, then why would they create a 741 pitch in A440 tuning to suppress your love chakra, your heart, and to stimulate the pineal gland to throw it on the left side? That's much I can say about that. Let me move on. I want to read to you something here that's very, very important. Now, we're still talking about this door and this key and those that are of the synagogue of Satan that are using satanic warfare and strategies to suppress. I hope I'm making sense tonight. If I'm not, Ross or the rest of them will come behind me and make this make more sense than what I make, because I'm making sense in my mind, but I don't know if I'm making sense to you. And John in this Bible, we call it John. We say it was John. He looked up in the next chapter, in the fourth chapter, and he saw a door open in heaven. So this door was open in heaven. And he heard a voice of a trumpet musical instrument. And that's one indication that this key of David is musical, because the voice he heard as he looked through this door was the voice of a trumpet, and a trumpet is a musical instrument. And the voice said, come up here. And he was caught up, and he went around the throne, and there was a throne in heaven up in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation, verse 1 and verse 2. And when he got to the throne, verse 3, it says he looked, and he saw someone sitting on the stone, like a jasper stone and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow around the throne in the sight, like unto an emerald. And then he says, around about the throne were 24 seats. And upon them were 24 elders, E-L, elders, L, L, like Israel, L, like electricity, L. Why 24? Sitting around the throne. Well, brothers and sisters, in your brain, and I told you this book is a book of allegories, and we've been given the wrong metaphors and the wrong syntax for interpreting this book. There's 24 elders, and I challenge any theologian, any biblicist.
Q&A session is over.
Any preacher, any...
Q&A session started.
And I challenge them to challenge me with what I'm about to say. That this is a beautiful picture of the human brain. Because in the brain, you have 24 cranial nerves, or 12 pairs, two on each side. And through those cranial nerves are electrical magnetic energies, or neurons, that are passing, vibration, frequencies. Now watch this. 24 elders around the throne. Around the throne. And then in chapter 5, verse 8, it said, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, every one of them having hearts. What is a heart? Now we've seen a trumpet. We've seen the key of David. Now we're looking at these elders, these 24 elders that are sitting with golden crowns. And I took a picture this past summer, and I had a violet flame enwrapping me and threw it the diamond crystal tube. And on top was a golden circle around my head. You can't tell me that it wasn't because I can see it. You can't deny it because it's too expository to be argued. I saw it with my own eyes. I know that each being is letting off an aura, an electromagnetic energy field. And I've seen mine. It was caught on camera. And these elders have 24 of them have golden crowns. But now watch this. Chapter 5, verse 8, says that they have harps and golden vials, bowls full of odors. This is a beautiful picture, symbolic. Do not take this literally. This is the human brain. And the neurons, the 24 cranial nerves, the electromagnetic frequencies that go through your brain. Now, these people that want to control your brain waves, want to control your brain waves and your central nervous system to lower your chakras from your throat, your heart down, and raise the frequency from your throat up to your pineal gland to keep you in a fear mode. Run from people that are trying to put you in a fear mode. I don't care who they are. Put them in check. Do not let people put you in a fear mode. Fear is the opposite of love. There are only two places we operate from. Fear and love. And perfect love casts out all fear. Stock market's going to crash. Okay, fine. No fear. Got troubling news from the doctor. Okay, fine. No fear. Love is a universal healer. Music is a universal language. And water is a universal song. And you're all of them. You're 80% water. You were built to love, not to fear. Those that even try to manipulate you through religious mechanisms to create a fear modality to get you to fear have twisted and turned this ancient, beautiful story, love story, to use fear to manipulate and mind control. Now they're using the music industry to control mind frequencies. And not only the music industry, but they have sophisticated technology has taken a bump. You've got sophisticated microwave technology and towers and radio towers shooting. You're being hit with 300,000 radio waves every minute. every minute. And what if they decide to turn it up? What is your defense? What if they decide to turn it up? The Bible says that those that have the seal of God in their forehead, the forehead being a symbol of the pineal gland, the light of the body is the eye. And if the eye be single, the whole body is full of light. Light. God is light. God is love. God is light. God is light. God is love. God is... God is light. God is love. God is light. God is light. God is not a man. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man. God is light. What is light? Light is love. What is love? Love is life. Walk in love. Walk in life. Walk in light, not in fear, not in darkness. Do not let CNN put you in a fear mode. Do not let the racists and the bigots and the skinheads and the Black Panthers and the Ku Klux Klan and the haves and the have-nots put you into a divisive left-brain duality consciousness that keeps you from understanding that all of us, and I sound like a preacher, let me get out of this preaching mode. Why don't y'all stop me from preaching? Can't help it. I'm getting a little excited because of this vibration here. Verse number 8 in Revelation chapter 5 says that the 24 cranial nerves fell down before the Lamb, which is the pineal gland. Every one of them having harps, which is the electrical frequencies, the elders, the electromagnetic energies. They were golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. They sung a new song saying, you are worthy. All of this is symbolic, Eastern, ancient, oriental storytelling, allegorical, to get you to understand a principle. Now, I can prove to you that your body is a temple of the Most High. I can take you to this Bible. The Bible tells you that the Bible, your body is a temple. I'm just about done. The key of David is a key of love. 528 frequencies. 528 hertz. The frequency of the sun. 528. Now, the devil's pitch is F sharp. But now, the same source that created 521 also created 741. Which is also in the scale. But 741, which is F sharp at A440 tuning, throws everything off. And there are people that understand this knowledge and this wisdom, and they're using it against you. What is your defense? Wow. The music that is tuned to A440 tuning, if I were you, I would stop listening to it if you want to live. If you want to make the ascension that we've been talking about, if you want to make the transition, I would find out how to throw myself back into resonance with cosmic frequencies. Oh, boy, this is going to be a hard one. That's why I guess it's in many a call, but few are chosen. Because we've developed a romantic, we've romanticized. We've fallen in love with this illusion. We've fallen in love with romantic affections for this deception that we've been given. We love it. Jeremiah 5:31 says, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the leaders bear rule by their own constraint, and the people love to have it so. But I'm here to tell you that the music that we're listening to, the frequencies, the television, the cell phone, all the electronic instruments and devices and gadgets that we have in our houses, in our cars, in the apartment, are all built to tune you away from right brain 528 love frequencies. It is impossible for even those that are in what we call the environment of the church to actually carry out the requirement of salvation unless they understand how to get to the right brain, cast their nets to the right side. And it's too redundant. It's too proliferate. That's such as ubiquitously mentioned all through the Bible about getting on the right side, getting to the right brain, casting your net to the right side. Jesus is on the right hand of the Father. All beautiful allegories. The thief that was on the right hand when he was crucified. The water in Ezekiel comes from the right side of the temple. David, he says to David, sit thou at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. When you come into the church, you receive the right hand of fellowship. The book in Revelation chapter 5 is in the right hand of him that sits on the throne. The mark of the beast is in the forehead or in the right hand, which is all symbolic of the right brain. In other words, the mark of the beast is shut down the right brain, the capacity for unconditional self-sacrificing love to the point that he that loves his life shall lose it. He that loses his life, I'm still preaching. Why don't y'all stop me from preaching? I don't want to sound like a preacher. Ross, why are you letting me preach like this? Did Ross leave me? I think he did. Okay. Now, so these elders, these cranial nerves with the electro frequency, with this particular frequency that opens up the heart is your defense. It is your defense. I rest my case tonight. I'm actually finished talking. So the Q&A is on. You can come in. There's some other things I'd like to say, some other things I'd like to talk about, but I'm going to stop because I'm sounding like a preacher and I don't want to sound like a preacher. I'm going to give you about 3 minutes to come into the queue. If you don't come in, we're going to shut the call down. It's been an absolute plum pleasing pleasure to have had you in this room tonight. Q&A is open. There's someone. Anonymous. All right. Get them, Alaka. You see them.
I just wanted to say, I like your preaching. I think the rest do, too.
Hey, you don't sound like you're preaching to me. You sound like you're telling the truth.
Exactly. There's a difference.
Say that again.
Is that my brother Tom from Kansas?
I said, you don't sound like a preacher to me. You sound like a guy telling the truth. Thank you.
Is this Tom from Kansas?
This is Tom from Idaho, brother.
From Idaho. Okay, I got the right name, wrong state. How about that?
Yeah.
Do I sound like a brother that's telling the truth? Well, I'm trying to, Tom. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Always enjoy the truth.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment. You know, he said he didn't want to sound like a preacher. I said he sounded like a guy telling the truth to me.
Yep. Don't you have anything to contribute? I know you do, in that brilliant mind of yours, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know. I love the subject matter. It's about love, you know, and I've recently experienced what you said. Exhale you know, the love out on the people that hate you. It's amazing how it affects them. You know, most of them, they appear macho and non-penetrable, but anyway, they receive it, whether they like it or not. It just penetrates them.
What do you think about the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rothschilds using this military acoustic warfare frequency to affect our brain waves in our central nervous system?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think much of it, but I'll tell you what I know about it. It's long overdue to put it to a stop, bring it to a screeching halt. The world's long overdue for that kind of torment. We just don't need it anymore. So I guess we need to exhale that love on them, too, and bring them to the knees.
I think you're right, Tom. And that's what this lesson was about tonight. That's what I was trying to get across. Let's blow so much love on those devils until they turn to angels.
Well, you come loud and clear, and your point well made, brother. So let's get it done.
Yes.
Or they'll
yes.
have to leave the planet if they can't handle all the love we're going to send to them.
Yeah.
That's not our problem.
Exactly.
Let the truth of light be shed on the shadows of darkness.
An old man once told me, he said to me, son, you're not responsible for how people treat you. but you are responsible for how you treat people. So it's not my responsibility what they have to do. My responsibility is to love in spite of all the pain. I think that is the gospel story, isn't it? That this guy that they call Jesus Christ endured all of the hatred that humanity could even imagine to heap on his head, yet in the face of all of this hatred, somehow he mustered up enough of the human spirit to say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think if we miss that point, we miss the entire thing and the entire point. And there are those of us, I just had a call today, a text message, rather, from someone who worked to conspire to overthrow me. It's been 10 years in the making, and I said to myself, how do I respond to an apology that's 10 years overdue for
wow.
the people that tried to take me out of the loop and not only tried to take me, tried to destroy me, demolish me, throw me into federal court for 4 years and exhausted much of my resources. And 10 years later, I get an apology. What do I do? The answer came to me, low love on that person.
One last thought.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You cannot control how anyone acts. You can only control how you react. Therefore, you got to rise above your fear, step through your fear, learn the truth, live it. It'll set you free. And I've never found any lies written in that book they call the Holy Bible in Scripture. So it's all there. All one's got to do is get in there and read it. Get inside your own heart. Rise above your fear. Stand up for what you believe in. And walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. And I think that's the key to bringing these ones in the shadows of darkness to their knees totally. You shall perish for the lack of knowledge, right?
Yeah, that's right, Tom. Our people perish for lack of knowledge.
We will love them into worship. This text says that if we love them, if you go back and read it again, without, I'm not going back over it, but if we love, we use this key of love, it will bring the synagogue of Satan to their knees and before our feet to worship. Let's do it. We must. We shall. We will. Thank you, Tom. 706, 601. You're next. 601, I think that's key.
Peace and love, brothers and sisters. How you doing?
Peace and love,
Key. Is this Key?
Yeah, this is Key from Mississippi. My question is, you know, the Olmec found in Yucatan Peninsula or South America or whatever, and the people over there across on the other side of the Atlantic, if we were on the right frequency, how was it so easy for them to knock us off the track, the right track?
How were we knocked off track?
Yeah, how was it so easy whenever we had the same information on each side of the Atlantic?
Well, I have an answer, but I see Ross is in the with open.
Yeah, I'd like to give an answer.
Yes, okay. Ross.
Greetings, everyone.
Greetings, Ross.
I just want to have you look at a point of view from the fact that whether or not you call it good or evil, there is a source, prime source, supreme source, prime creator, prime creatrix, and many expressions of a unified consciousness. I'd like for you to look for a moment that this aspect of creation that the human experience is now graduating from was a university. You are not your physical vessels. You are not your physical meat suit. You are a soul having a spiritual experience as a human in this university mothership, or Daya, which is goddess, Monde, which is world, diamond, that you have forgotten. Part of the assignment in taking on human form means that when you arrive here as a crawling from your mother's womb, you would have amnesia. And you would play the duality experience until this time where critical mass was achieved. And once critical mass was achieved, it triggered right in conjunct with an alignment of cosmological proportion. You may have heard of cardinal crosses, where the constellations have lined up to a particular pattern. But I want you to understand this is a cosmological ascension, where we're moving to a new octave. For those who are musicians, we've talked a lot about musical skills. Before you start thinking about composing a song, you have a thought in your mind. The speed of thought supersedes the speed of light, supersedes the speed of sound. The creator's thought, which is the masculine pattern or principle, was expressed through a fissure or a tear or an opening that no one can open. It's a tear in space from which light, particles, sound emanated to create what you know as the Milky Way, as one of this latest experiment for the duality exercise. You may look at it as an expansion of the Big Bang, when the divine spark, light, fire, ignition, light of fire, luz, which is light, of sapphire, which is also the spelling of lapis, which means pencil, Izulu, which is sapphire, from which the word philosophy, fire of Sophia, or the fire of Lucifer, Maldek, a planet, not a person, was exploded. It's also referred to as Tiamat or antimatter. Matter and antimatter met and created a huge explosion. And that's trillion years ago. This has been part of the divine plan for this graduation of humanity. Duality looks at good versus evil, light versus dark, information versus ignorance. You are all awakening now because the mass consciousness is awakening. There is no fear but fear itself. That is the illusion. That is the shadow. That is the darkness. You are playing out roles respectively of who you are on a platform or a pedestal or a stage called Terra Mater or Mater Earth or Terra Firma, physical reality. You are wearing what we consider to be a third dimensional holographic suit. Have you ever really felt pain? You ask, what was my most treasured memory? My most treasured memory was seeing my father in his Alpha and Omega form, where I was looking at his dead body in a box, which was nothing but a husk of what he was. Then I saw the lightning and the thunder collide with the building, and I saw his true form in his angelic glory. That day I said, today I will invoke the weapon of joy, the weapon of love. Let the dead bury their dead. He has transcended. Transcendency. Transparency. Now you are walking around on the earth in the presence of living beings that you have called Elohims, B'nai Elohims, B'nai Adonai, Shekinah, and we are very much present here among you. Those who have seen me on the book or face, you know my presence. Those who have heard my voice, you know with whom you speak. This is graduation, people. The blame game is over. This is all about taking your physical body in its perfected state from corruptible to incorruptibility, to where your diamond Christ consciousness is being renewed in you, to where your innate fibers, fiber innate or Fibonacci, has spiraled from the center outward in the loops to now the infinity point is where you are becoming fully present with the voice, the sound, or the arc relay mode of communication, the ringing sounds you're hearing in your ears, it's coming from the Ark of Covenant. Your bodies are going through changes. You need to release in love all things that no longer serve you. The last time I was on this call, I said, I love you. I love me. I forgive you. I forgive me. The most powerful gift you can give. That is the meditation. That is the mantra. That is what will transform you at the biomolecular cellular level back in the true beings that you were designed to be, created in the image and likeness.
I think too, if I may interrupt you just for a moment. Key, your question in terms of the Olmecs and what happened to us, and what Ross is saying to you, I believe, is that it was part of the plan. And it is not an incident, nor is it an accident. We were deliberately placed in this position by the cosmic design. And to whom much is given,
much is required.
We have been given as the custodians, if you will, the keys in Kemet, beginning in Atlantis and Lemuria. We were given this knowledge. We ruled for millions and millions and millions of years. And there was peace and there was war. And the longest civilization of peace, that we go back to prehistory, and prehistory meaning that before the advent of Grecian culture or Europe, the start of European culture, which parenthetically, by the way, brought violence into the church. No church in Africa, if we want to use that, conquered another people in the name of Christ. The concept of Christ came out of Africa and used Christ as a weapon or a wedge, weapon to destroy or a wedge to divide. No country used Christ. It was only when this message went into Europe that Europe began to take this message and use it as a weapon for destruction and a wedge. But it was all part of the grand plan and experiment. We have endured the most atrocious affliction. This pain, if you will, must be relieved and released in love, back into the matrix for conversion. It is still reverberating there, the millions upon millions of lives that have been snuffed out, the blood that has been spilled and shed must be converted into usable energy by a process of alchemy, of releasing this breath of love to that pain, to transform that pain into joy.